You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Colossians chapter 1, verse 16
through 17. What's in your handbook?
万有都是靠他造的, 无论是天上的, 地上的, 能看见的, 不能看见的, 一概都是借着他造的, 又是为他造的, 他在万有之先, 万有也靠他而立。 你看到了没有? 不光你我这个, 不能讲小人, 这么小的人, 是他造的。
You and I, we puny people, we are created by him.
就连万有都是他造的。
Even all things were made by him.
你知道我今年在香港的时候, 问那些年轻人一个问题啊。
I was in Hong Kong and I asked the young people there a question.
例如说我说, 赵家现在多少岁?
And I asked, Francis, how old are you now?
然后我就问大家说, 你知道赵家坐波音747到太阳出差回来, 他已经几岁了吗?
Do you know if Francis takes a Boeing 747, a trip to the sun and back, you know how old he would be?
没想到底下一个年轻人马上就讲没了。
And there's a young person that says he wouldn't exist anymore.
赵家可能还有哈。
Now, Francis probably still exists. And going to the sun and come back, it would be 40 years.
整个太阳系里面最远的冥王星去一趟回来1600年。
女王星是哪里?
就是最远的那个star, 好的, 已经被kick out了。
Oh, Pluto. How long?
1600年,
1600 years, round trip.
那个是真的没了,
then Francis wouldn't exist anymore. Methuselah didn't live long enough to handle that trip.
你看,
and the solar system's but this the size.
我看到1930年的这个统计说，整个宇宙中有至少四五百亿个像太阳系这样子的这个星系。
Somebody help me here.
40 or 50 billion.
40 or 50 billion solar systems. This is an account in
1930.对，但是前一阵子我看另外一位牧师讲，已经现在已经可以看到1000亿了哈, 100 billion.
That's the statistics right now.
1000亿个。 像地球这么浩瀚的这个星系,
100 billion solar system size.
这不过是今天的天文学家能够发现的而已啊。
This is but what astronomers can see and discover today, now.
所以整个万有是为他造的,
and you need to come and understand all of this was made
接着他造的,
for Christ.
为他造的。
It was made through Christ and made for Christ.
所以整个万有之所以存在是因为他说有就有了。
And all things existed because he commanded and they came to existence.
而且他之所以创造是为着他的儿子, 为着这位伟大的耶稣基督。
And God has created all things for his son, Jesus Christ.
所以你发现很稀奇的一件事情, 今天在万有的里面, 在人类的里面, 在你我的里面, 常常不是以他为中心。
And you discover oftentimes in your life and my life, he is not the center.
我们舍本逐末了, 在我们的里面没有他, 我们没有感觉的。
And we're to the point where if Christ is not in our lives, we don't even feel anything anymore.
你知道这个芬兰, 大概是芬兰吧, 芬兰有一个钢琴大师叫鲁宾斯坦,
Finland had a famous pianist. His name is Rubinstein.
Rubinstein. 他活了95岁。
He lives to tell his 95 years old.
有一次他开这个钢琴独奏会。
And he had a solo performance one time.
因为他太有名了, 所以那个票全部被抢购一光。
And he was so famous, the tickets to the concert was completely sold out.
那天这位大师来到音乐厅这个聚会快要开始的时候。
And this master came to the concert hall, it was about to begin.
那个门口当招待的, 他们不叫招待了, 是这个售票员。 没有认出他来, 不让他进去。
And so the ushers were at the door, didn't recognize him, so they wouldn't let him in.
他跟他说, 先生对不起, 我们票都卖完了, 不能让你进, 真的不能让你进。
Say, sir, the tickets are all sold out, we can't let you in.
他说, 那我可不可以坐在钢琴前面好吗?
And he's like, can I just sit in front of the piano then?
弟兄姊妹，你整个钢琴会，整个 concert 就是为了他而来的。
The entire concert was for him.
然后居然不让他进来。
Yet the keeper of the door says you can't go in.
你不觉得很好玩吗？
Don't you think that's very funny?
但是整个万有是为基督而被创造的。
And you know all things is made for Christ.
整个地球是为了他创造的。
The entire earth is made for Christ.
你我的家庭，你我的个人，我们的教会都是为了他。
Your family.Us individually, our church, is made for him. And everything you see is for him. So that he is supposed to have the first place rightfully. Not only all nations and all people are made for his glory. Revelation says all things.
哥罗西书说到万有都是为了他创造的。
Colossians says all creation is made for him.
你已经找不出别的东西了。
And there's nothing else that is outside of these two terms.
第二件事情。
Secondly,
讲到他是 Omega.
And it talks about the fact that he is the Omega.
讲到基督是我们荣耀的盼望。
And he is our glorious hope.
弟兄姊妹，这是在哥罗西书一章二十七节讲的。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 27.
整个万有。
All of creation.
他造的。
He has made it.
为他造的。
Is made for him.
所以神早就立他为承受万有的那一位。
And God has made him to be the heir of all things.
所以希伯来书第一章第二节说到，不只只借着他创造了诸世界，而且早已立他为承受万有的。
And Hebrews chapter 1 verse 2 says that he has not only made all everything in the world through him, but has made him the heir of all things.
所以以弗所书第一章告诉我们说，他要照着自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，就是要照着所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的，在基督里面同归于一。
In Ephesians
第一章第九节
，chapter 1 verse 9，
就是有一天要到
，a day is going to come，
基督要来承受万有。
That Christ is going to come and receive all things。
神要使一切在天上的、在地上的、所有的一切的，都要在基督里面同归于一。
In the fullness of time, that He might gather together and one all things in Christ.
你们有没有想过这怎么可能
？And you have thought about this concept? How is it possible?
你看，我们今天只要有两个人就有不同，三个人更多不同，四个人更多不同。
And you know that when two people come together, we disagree. The more people get together, the more disagreement we have.
所以为什么连在教会里面都有分门结党的事情
？So why is that? That's why it's possible even within the church that people may have divisions.
看法不同，背景不同，文化不同，喜好不同，什么东西都不同。
We look at things differently. Our backgrounds different. Our likes and dislikes are different.
你看我们现在住在一起聚在一起我们很多人不同
And we're going to be living together in the same room and discover that we have many differences
那请问怎么可能同归于一
And I want to ask you how is it that we can bring all things into one
所以你要知道将来整个万有终结在时间里面神要结束它的时候
And you know in time to come in the fullness of time when God concludes all things
神只容许一种存留
God only allows one thing to remain
就是基督
That is Christ
凡是不是基督的通通不能存留
Everything that is not Christ cannot remain
我只要读两节圣经大家就知道一个是哥林多前书三章我们不读了
First Corinthians chapter 3
有烈火要来发现要来试验我们个人的工程
There's a fire that's going to come and try all of our labor and all of our works
凡事是草木和谐不是金银宝石的被火一烧要全部烧光
Everything that is hay and stubble that is not of precious metal and precious stone it will be consumed
所以第一件事情将来又有火要来接收我们这一生所有的工作和侍奉
The very first thing is that the fire is going to come and test and try all of our labor and everything that we've done
第二件事情希伯来书十二章说他要用震动他要再一次来震动把所有能够被震动而被挪去的通通挪去那不能震动的能够长存
Hebrews chapter 12 tells us once again he's going to come and shake all things and that which cannot be shaken will remain
所以剩下来的都是基督
and everything that remains is Christ
我想我举一个很简单的例子
and I'll give a very simple example
你看磁铁、
look at a magnet
假如我拿了这么一大块磁铁
and if what I'm holding in my hand right now is the size of a magnet
然后我就在海沙上走我在地上走
And I walk through the sand by the seashore along the ground
我到你的这个办公室到你的包包里面走一趟
And I go to your office or put it in your bag and take it out
什么东西会被它接收
What's going to be attracted to this magnet
就是铁对不对
Anything metallic
纸张不会
Paper will not.
你的钱不会。
Your paper will not.
地上的沙子不会。
the sand, silicone sand would not.
你手上喝的 coke 也不会，不要紧张。
The coke that is in your hand won't be stuck to it.
它只接受铁。
It will only attract metal.
原来我用很简单的例子来表达这个很重要的事情。
And I use this very simple analogy to explain something very important.
你要知道将来万有结束的时候。
You know, all things when it comes to conclusion.
我们每一个人都要到基督的台前去交账。
Every single one of us is going to come to the seat of Christ.
就是你整个的一生，不管你在地上多么辉煌腾达。
It doesn't matter what you've done and how grand your life has been.
不管你的人生是如何长短。
It doesn't matter how long or how short.You're poor, you're rich, or you have a degree, you don't. These things aren't important in God's sight.
神只接受基督。
God will only accept what is Christ.
这就是为什么罗马书八章二十八节说到我们里面要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
This is why Romans chapter 8 verse 28 says that we need to be conformed to the image of Christ.
为什么以弗所书第四章讲到教会要满有基督长成的身量，都讲到要长要长。
Why Ephesians says that the church needs to have the full stature of Christ.
而且以弗所书第四章讲到凡事长进，连于严守基督，特别说到 grow into Christ.
It says grow into Christ.Christ and all things.
这讲到你的长进，如果跟基督没有关系，如果不能够长进基督的话，这个长进是没用的。
Whatever that prosper you or growth in your life does not into Christ, this growth is not important.
你可以长很多钱，你可以长很多知识，你可以长很多的权利，但是如果不是长基督的话，没有用的。
You could grow in wealth, you could grow in power and strength, but if it's not Christ, it's not important.
因为至终神审判的根据就是 made by Christ.
Because the base by which God judges all things is by Christ.
我在这里列的经文，以弗所书，使徒行传十七章三十一节。
Acts chapter 17 verse 31, the verse that I've listed.
因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人，按公义审判天下。
Because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness.
你有没有发现神审判的标准是什么？
What is the standard by which God will judge?
不是宪法，不是律法，不是民事法，不是刑事法。
Not by federal laws, not by state laws, not by civil laws.
神审判我们只有一个标准。
There is one standard by which God judges all things.
是一个人， a living person.
It's by...The man, a living person.
讲到耶稣。
It is Christ Jesus.
好，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们等他明后天会讲到，好，讲到基督已经在我们里面了。
And the next few days, we're going to talk about the fact that Christ is already in us.
声音是不是又不见了？有吗 ？OK. 弟兄姊妹，神在我们身上的衡量，神在我们身上的标准审判，只有一个标准，叫做基督。
God's measure in our life and God's standard by which He measures all things is called Christ.
你不能说，哎呀，基督太奥秘了，我不知道他是什么。
You say Christ is too mysterious. I don't really know what He is.
神就是只有一个审判的标准，就是基督。
God has one standard by which He judges is Christ.
所以我们明后天特别会讲到积极上，在我们的生活里面，我们怎么样子让这个生命，让基督在我们里面不断的长大。
So actively, how do we let Christ continue to grow and to mature in our lives.
你看，你们知不知道这个一盎司的纯金啊？这个 pure gold 24K，
one ounce of pure gold 24K。
你知道大概要用多少的金沙来经过火窑火炼才能够出的一盎司的金沙
？Do you know how much of
这个纯金吗
？How much the grain or the gold that they pan amount that they have to gather to get one ounce of pure gold?Pure gold.
这个恩惠快结婚了，猜猜看。所以你不要金了。
Veronica，
还没有想过，那个一盎司的金，纯金，大概要三吨到五吨的金矿，一直火烧提炼、提炼、提炼，到最后才出了一盎司的纯金。
Three or five tons of gold ores that they have to purify to get one ounce of pure gold.
当然。求神原谅我，好，姑且用 pure gold 来形容基督的性情。
And may God forgive me to use this example of pure gold to describe the nature of Christ.
所以你知道，在我们这一生里面有多少的掺杂，多少的这个没有办法带进勇士的。
And you discover this in this analogy, how much of impurities are in our life that cannot be brought into eternity.
有多少的东西是草木和谐，是泥巴，是烂石头，是不能够归给神的。
So much of it is hay and stubble, is rubbish that cannot be brought to God.
但是神在我们身上只接受一样事情，就是。 基督。
Yet God wants only one thing, and that is Christ.
所以五吨的金沙出来一盎司。
A 5-ton of gold ore produces 1 ounce of pure gold.
我们在主的面前实在要求主让我们重视基督，知道 Christ alone 不是一个标。不是一个口号而已。
So we need to understand that Christ alone is not just a slogan.
这是实在是太重要的一件事情。
It is something extremely important in our lives.
那么第三件事情。
The third point.
他不光是 Alpha.
He's not only the Alpha.
他不光是 Omega.
He's not only the Omega.
他是我们中间整个的内容。
He is the content of it all.
他是我们里面的价值。
He is the very worth.
它是我们的内涵。
He is the content.
像 A 是开始。
Just like A is the beginning.
Z 是结束。
Z is the end of the alphabet.
但这并不代表中间没有。
It doesn't mean that there's nothing that exists in between.
开始是它，结尾是它，中间也全是它。
And the beginning is Christ, the end is Christ, all in the between is Christ.
我想我们是在美国就用英文好了，不用 Alpha Omega 的。你这26个字母可以 make 多少的 story?
And this 26 alphabets can make so many stories.
写多少的书，写多少的歌，写多少的这个历史记载，所有的东西都可以用这26个字母来表达。
Can compose so many stories, so many novels, so many wonderful music. It used the 26 characters to describe everything.
所以哥林多后书第三章说到，我们明显是基督的书信。
And 2 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul says, we are the epistles of Christ.
神在我们身上写耶稣的故事。
And God is writing the story of Christ through your life and my life.
在你身上写一个故事。
That in your life, God is writing a story.
在他的身上写一个故事。
In his life, God's writing a story.
虽然用的字、用的内容可能不一样。
Perhaps the content, the story is different.
可是全部都是基督。
But every single one of us, the essence of it is Christ.
他这个设备实在太差了。
Terrible podium.
已经几次的。威廉，明天把这个拆掉。
Yes, sir.
全是基督。
Everything is Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，我们如果真认识这个的时候啊
，So brothers, if we really know this,
我们就希望我们这一生跟基督发生关系。
And we pray that this life has something to do with Christ.
你们有没有收到任何 email 或是电脑打开的是乱码的
？And 乱码。
乱码就是乱七八糟那个 code。
Oh, have you ever opened up an email or anything on the computer? All of a sudden, all you see is just jumbled up codes.
有时候看到别人写 email 会用这些哈，又惊叹号，又那个星星，又什么，那好像是骂人的话。
I see somebody send an email with exclamation mark, with question, or dollar signs, and all some those are probably curse words.
人家怎么看都看不懂。
And you don't understand what he's trying to say.
你掺进只要不是基督的东西，人家看不懂你在干什么。
And you anything that is not of Christ, nobody will understand.What you're really about.
你在过一个混乱、没有价值、没有意义的生活。
You're living a life that is has no purpose and no value.
你真的用26个字母来组成的话，你的身上有很多很美的故事。
But if orderly you construct your life with these 26 alphabets, you will have a wonderful story.
他是万有的中心，他是教会的元首。
He's the center of all things. He's the head of the church.
我刚刚一开始就说过，因为很多时候我们说他是主，但是我们没有把他真正。
I said in the beginning, we said that he is Lord, but we often don't treat him as Lord.
今天我在香港跟于师母去服侍他们的时候，有一个年轻人起来做见证，我蛮感动的。
Sister Nancy and I, we had a chance to go to Hong Kong to serve this year. There was a young man who came up and shared. I was very touched by his sharing.
他正在大学读研究所。
And he's in grad school right now.
他那天站在台上见证的时候。
And as he was standing up here giving his testimony.
他说他一直希望他指导的教授能够给他一个机会，让他能够去做一个研究，是在海上的。
And he's hoping that his professor would give him an opportunity to do research that is on the ocean.
他说这个教授常常在美国，在世界各地跑，所以不知道什么时候会送 email 来。
And his professor is traveling all the time, and he's a very hard time getting hold of him.
那他就很盼望能够收到那个教授录取他，或是接受他的这封信。
And he is.Praying and begging that this professor would take him on as his research assistant.
那段时间，每天早上起床的第一件事情，他就是看 email.
So for a long period of time, every time, the very first thing that he did in the morning is look at his email.
他说我不再像从前一样，早上起来第一件事情是我的 devotion, 我跟神读经祷告。
He said the very first thing that I do in the day is no longer devotion with God.
他说现在我每天早上第一件事情就是打开电脑看我的 email.
He said the very first thing that I do is turn on my computer and check my email.
他居然做见证的时候哭起来
，and he started crying。
所以是这个地方感动我的地方。
And that's what moved me。
他里面觉得亏欠神，他没有把神当作神，当主居首位。
He feels that he shortchanged God because he did not allow God to be God in his life.
我想我们可能很多人早上起来都先看 email， 里面没有感觉。
And maybe there are a lot of us sitting here. The very first thing we do in the day is check our emails, and we don't even have any feelings towards that.
他不仅仅有感觉，那个感觉重到一个地步，他在主面前，在众人面前认罪，他流眼泪，他哽咽。
He's not only sensitive toward this.Revelation, he repented in front of everyone, he's shedding his tears in front of everyone.
弟兄姊妹，不见得是早上看 email 的事，可能可以是很多其他的事情。
Perhaps it's not reading the email the first thing in the day, it may be other things in your life.
我们聚会迟到了，我们不肯来神家接服事了，可能很多的事情我们里面没有感觉了。
We're late to meetings and we don't want to serve at church, but we don't feel anything inside.
我们唱 He is Lord, 我们一样举手。
We sing the song, He is Lord, we lift up our hands.
可是他的生活里面他不是主啊。
But in our lives, He's not Lord.
没有一个地方像他是主啊。
There is not a place in my life that He is Lord, that He looks like the Lord.
我希望我们不是那样子的人。
And I pray that we are not such people.
弟兄姊妹，当我们越唱他是主，他是主，让主居首位的时候，我们真让主在凡事上居首位。
Well, how will we sing that He is Lord, that He may be the Lord in all things in our life?
He deserves it.
He deserves it.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的是亏欠他。
Brothers and sisters, we really shortchange God.
我跟你们讲过几次了哈，这个听说台湾的这个老蒋总统在凯歌堂聚会的时候
，and I told the story many times. Our president, the early president in Taiwan, and as he was going to service,
他每一次早上九点钟聚会
9:00 the service begins.
在九点五十以前，整个会堂全部都已经人都到齐了。8:50
by 8:50 the entire sanctuary is full of people already.
全部都安安静静坐着。
Everybody's sitting there quietly.
等到九点正门一开，他老人家进来，所有人站起来，等他坐好了以后，全部人坐下来。
And at 9:00, the door opened. He would walk in. When he sits down, everybody would stand. And when he sits, everybody would sit.
然后开始唱诗，开始聚会。
And then they will begin to sing and they begin to worship.
你不要以为全天下最准时的人都跑到凯歌堂去了。
And don't think that everybody who's punctual is at that particular service.
而是因为有他老人家在，所以每一个人准时的。
It's because this elderly president, he is attending, so everybody comes on time.
因为这个故事几百年前在法国就已经发生了。
Hundreds of years ago in France, the same similar story happened.
你知道法国有一个王叫路易十四，很有名。
And Louis the 14th,
他在宫殿里面的这个 chapel 里面也是每个礼拜天聚会的。
And the chapel palace, he attends service every Sunday.
有一天这个宫廷的牧师故意在那个礼拜提早发信给这些在宫廷里面的人说，这个礼拜天路易十四不来聚会。
And so the clergy of the chapel notified everyone and said, this particular Sunday, Louis the 14th, he's not going to come to service.
只是他没有告诉路易十四这件事。
But he didn't tell Louis the 14th this particular notice.
所以路易十四那天进到会场的时候，一看怎么人这么少，他好生气。
He walked in that day, discovered so few people, he was extremely upset.
他说牧师，这些人到哪里去了？
Where did everybody go?
他说：“因为我故意告诉他们今天你不来，所以他们今天就不来了。”
Because I told everyone that you weren't coming, so nobody showed up.
他说：“王啊，对不起，我今天只是想让你证明，让你知道，在你的宫中有多少人真正是敬畏神的人。”
I'm sorry, Your Highness. I wanted you to know that how many people in your kingdom really honors and respects God.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要在主的面前求神真正把我们从心里面 acknowledge He is the Lord.
And we ask that the Lord would cause us to acknowledge that He is Lord from our hearts.
从心里面认他是主。
From our hearts to say He is Lord.
我们做什么事情为了爱他。
And no matter what we do it for the sake of loving Him.
我们做每一件事情我们来讨他的喜悦。
Everything that we do for the sake of pleasing Him.
接下来希伯来书我快讲完了。希伯来书第一章第三节讲到万有是靠他而立的。
And Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3 says that in Him all things consist.
他用他全能的命令托住万有。
All things are upheld by the word of His power.
不光万有是他创造的
Not only is all things made by him
是为着他创造的
It's made for him
而且今天整个万有是被他 hold 得住
But all things consist because of him
不光是万有这样
Not just all things
你我都是这样
You and I the same
今天来你们开车来到这边聚会的路上你开最高的速度是多少
On your way here, what is your highest speed?Getting over here today.
算了算了，我不要问了，免得你们良心不安。你可能最多开到八十迈啊，对不对？
I don't want to ask.
今天没有机会。
I don't want to ask the question any further unless you have a guilty conscience. Maybe 80 miles an hour.
根本绕不到，对不对？
You can't get to 80 miles an hour, right?
我一路上看到那个前面那些人空那么长的位置，然后慢慢开，慢慢开，就气死了。
And we see this huge, huge gap in front of us, and everybody just taking their sweet time.
怎么后面塞车就是这些人？
And everybody is all the huge traffic because slow drivers.
你知道地球这个自转的速度多快吗？
And you know, the speed by which the Earth spins along its axis.
你知道你现在坐在这里，你多快吗？
You know, right at the outside surface of the Earth, how fast is it spinning?
不知道，你一个小时1040 miles, 1040 miles.
1040 miles per hour.
这是你一个小时。
That is the speed of its rotation.
有没有人开过一个小时1000 miles?
Anyone driven that speed lately?
你看，这是神托住我们。
God upholds all things.
这个叫自转，我不晓得你们中国大陆叫不叫公转，就是绕着太阳。
And what about the speed around the sun?
你知道绕着太阳这个速度多快吗？
You know what's the speed as the Earth orbits around the sun?
有没有人知道？有没有人很知道？
Anyone?
哎，你们年轻人。
Anyone?
Huh? Huh? 66660, 66661了。66,661 miles per hour. 我跟你讲，不是神托住我们的话，created 地心吸力或是万有奇妙的平衡的话，
if it's not God who created all the balance of all the forces,
你现在就好像在 Disney 的那个云霄飞车，每个小时1000 miles,
and you're like sitting on the roller coasters spinning on its track over 1,000 miles an hour,
又那样子到60,000 miles 一个小时，
and then at the same time the whole thing is spinning over 60,000 miles an hour.
你不要说头晕了，都不晓得烂到哪里，飞到哪里去了。
Not to say that you're dizzy, you probably fallen apart.
神用他全能
By his command, he upheld all things.
整个万有都是叫他的命令托住，不过只是地球小小的。
And the entire universe is upheld by his command, which is talking about the earth.
在伟大的神面前，我们都要低头敬拜。
And the Almighty God, we prostrate and worship.
我们连一点点小小的自己的生活都托不住，都稳不住了。
We have no control over our puny lives.
我前两天看到人家一句话说，这个婚前讲到两个人的时候，就讲到天长地久。
And before two people get married, when they talk about their lives, they talk about
讲到他们在一起就是天长地久。
And they talk about how their lives would be forever and ever.
Yeah. 然后婚后讲到两个人的时候，就讲到还能撑多久。
And when after they're married, they start talking about I don't know how long I can endure this thing.
你看婚前就想说，我希望天长地久，永远在一起。
And before two couples get married, they're like, oh, we want to be forever and ever.
你能够拖住吗？
Can you sustain it?
你能够拖多久呢?
How long can you be together?
有谁可以保证你拖多久呢?
Who can guarantee how long you'll be together?
你说我们的生命能拖多久呢?
How long will your life sustain itself?
我们自己一点点事情我们都拖不住了。
The little things in our lives we have no control over.
你们有没有想过坐云霄飞车? Roller coaster?
Yeah.
你坐的那个360度正好到顶上头向下的时候停电了。
You ever had this thought where you're on the doing the roller coaster and you're up at the peak of the loop and all of a sudden everything stops?
你们有没有经验过？
Anyone experienced it?
愿不愿意 try 一下？
You want to try it?
不愿意 try. 它靠那个电把你拖住。
And by whatever forces is holding it up.
它靠那个速度把你拖住。
By the centripetal force is keeping you up. 它如果真的到顶的时候
你朝下 upside down 就突然停的话，我想你真的吓死了。
So if it really goes at the peak of the loop and it stops, you would be terrified.
弟兄姊妹啊，整个万有在他手中。
Brothers and sisters, all things are in his hands.
你我的生命在他手中。
Your life and my life is in his hands.
我们的家庭，我们的一切在他手中。
Our family and everything we possess is in his hands.
神只要一松手，我跟你讲，我们都不知道到哪里去了。
All God has to do is let go and we're done.
神只要一伸手，你的家、你的健康、你所有的东西都不知道到哪里去了。
God lets go, our family, our health, everything we possess, they're gone.
他不光是 Alpha, 他不光是 Omega, 他是中间一切所有的。
He's not just Alpha, he's not just Omega, he's everything in between.
我们要学习来尊重他，学习来敬重他。
We need to learn to honor him and respect him.
第三个点我不讲了，因为我明后天会讲了。
And the last point, I'll save it for another day.
在我结束的时候，
But before I conclude,
有一个很熟的故事。
There's a very familiar story.
在南北战争的时候，在一个关键性的战役之前。
At the Civil War, there was a critical battle.
那天 跟林肯总统站在一起的一个将领。
And there was a general that was standing with President Lincoln.
他们看着战场。
They were looking at the battlefield.
想着明天在这里有一场很关键性的打仗。
And they know tomorrow there's going to be a key battle that's going to take place.
那个将军就跟林肯讲，他说不晓得明天神会不会站在我们这一边。
So the general said to President Lincoln, I don't know if God will be on our side tomorrow.
没有想到林肯总统这么安静地回答他。
Lincoln very calmly replied.
他说我从来不担心神站不在我们这一边。
He says, I never worry whether God is on our side.
我只担心我们是不是站在神的这一边。
He says, I only worry whether we are on God's side.
弟兄姊妹，到底我们是不是让主居首位？
Brothers and sisters, do we really allow the Lord to have the first place?
我想我们生活里面都有很多的挑战，很多的困难，很多让我们难过痛苦的事情。
We all have challenges, we all have things that cause us harm and...
difficulties.
And they're all critical battle issues that we contend with.
And
don't just be afraid whether God is going to be for me or on my side. Let's learn first to stand on His side. When we truly allow the Lord to have the first place, you discover He is our greatest protection.
You 就发现我们在这个环境里面经过的时候我们得到了最高的价值。
And when we go through these circumstances, we obtain something valuable.
除了基督还是基督。
Apart from Christ, it is still Christ.
哦，永远是基督。Christ alone and Christ forever.
Christ alone and Christ forever. It's always Christ.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God.You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.